Okay, for the Purpose Critique Review, positive, all kinds of good positive karma vibes, we are presenting...
The Shiny Squirrel Podcast, the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host.
And I'm glad you showed up, because this is Jersey Mike, this is our creativity side, because what's going on in Vegas is a heat wave 24/7, 100 at midnight, 110 in the day.
We're about 9 degrees above normal right now. Temperatures are supposed to be breaking. I mean, most people say, it's 100, that's hot. Yeah, but we're a little bit amalgam-laminated. I've made a new word, amalgam-laminated to the temperature like that. That way I can function a little bit, but you know.
But at night when you go out 100, 102 with a hard breeze.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of nice, ass to look at in Vegas, but long story short, come on, man. It's not worth sweating over, you know?
No, it's not. It's really not. So we're going to kind of just do some potpourri stuff here, some buffet, get things going, and I want to start it off with, do you remember this song? It was he was a guy from, I think it was from Saturday Night Live. His song, he was more of a novelty act, kind of.
Hot, Hot, Hot.
Hot, Hot, Hot by Buster Poindexter.
Yeah, I remember him. Wow. Holy shit.
Buster Poindexter, 1987. That's the first time I think I've actually listened to the full song and watched the music video. And Bill Murray's in it, you noticed.
You know, he was in a movie called Zombieland with when the Apocalypse came and Woody Harrelson. He's got so many cameos and appearances.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to love him, Groundhog Day.
You never know where he's going to pop up.
He's just amazing. From what I want to get into real fast is I met Pete Rose this week.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You told me about that.
That was really neat.
Tell us.
He was coming out of the signing of Mandalay Bay, and it was just crazy. I said, Mr. Rose, you mind if I take a selfie? And my friend was like, he doesn't usually do that. He gets mad. He let me do it. And I told him, I actually got to tell Charlie Hustle, my father thinks you're one of the best ball players of all time. He actually said, no, Babe Ruth was. I said, no, he said, sir, for the time you were, but thank you. And he was just cool for that second.
Wow.
They said he was really moody. He was a good guy. So kudos to you, Mr. Rose. You did shit. We all do. But at least you're dealing with it. That was neat.
So was it a memorabilia signing?
Yeah. And I just met him outside. And when he was done, he said, good night to everybody. I just grabbed him. Can I take it? And they said he usually charges $20 for that.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
I understand. You know, you go back 20 years ago when celebrities or B-listers, or whatever you want to call them, they would start to charge something for their signature. I know in baseball they started to do that because of the counterfeits.
Oh, yeah.
Because they kind of they'll take a digital scan of it.
No, they're just greedy people. Everybody wants action. That's money.
You got to – some people – like take the folks from – what's that?
Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost. Okay, take two. That's like the stars from Land of the Lost, the original TV series. Holly, Will, and all of them. They recently just reunited with the original Mr. Marshall. I haven't searched any details, but they do. I kind of understand.
Hey, listen.
I understand. They charge. It's like when Mickey Dolenz was doing the signing, part of it went to charity. You know, that's their way. They got to cover their airfare. They got to cover.
And some people don't get paid that, and that's part of their food money. They live on that.
Yeah,
honestly,
that's part of their airfare. They're probably because most of the time, like some bands, I know Carl Driggs told me this, they had to pay their own airfare to the gig.
Oh wow!
And then they would get paid there. And sometimes that can just kill you.
And
you're
it
just
doesn't
breaking
even cover
even.
You?
Yeah.
How about if they go in the hole?
Yeah.
I mean, you know how that goes.
It's a downward slide that you can't get out of sometimes.
Do you remember a few years back, we worked that commercial?
Yes.
When it was out in the middle of Tropicana. It wasn't hot.
It was for Las Vegas commercial tourism.
It was really
tourism.
Neat. They had all kinds of food and stuff. And me and you were supposed to ride on the tour bus, but I guess we weren't.
We got rejected.
So we were talking and stuff. That was pretty cool, but on a day like today, I wouldn't want to do that.
I don't want to be on no top tour double-decker bus.
When I walked through there yesterday, that area, I was thinking about that because we're talking about mush and stuff. I'm like, wow, that would have been a pavement you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Even they had tents set up.
That's like I saw that Julie Gold has been posting a lot more jobs going on, and I'm thinking, forget it. I don't do that anymore.
If it pays money and it could pick up some money and it's fast, 8 to 2 hours a couple times, yes, it's very cool.
If it's like out of my, if it's not in the daytime, if it's like from like a 5, it's like a swing shift type thing into a little bit of a graveyard, I'll consider it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm kind of happy here just doing the podcast thing right now.
I was going to do another one, but since Aerosmith's getting a residency here in Vegas, and they got a bus coming, they said.
Yeah.
I want to play Jaded.
Enough about that for the second. Check this out. Jaded you. you jaded. Hey, no, baby, please, when I shoot in a breeze. When everything you see is a blur, and ecstasy's what you breathe.
Like Mina Kulos in
it,
that
it does,
video.
It does.
I don't
look
know
like
if that's
her
or not, but wow.
All right, trivia question. What is the name of the album that is from?
Don't know.
Just Press Play.
See? You know that stuff. I don't.
It's pretty much the only song, the single, that was successful coming from that album.
There's just something crazy about jaded, man. It's like we're all jaded in one way or another. I mean, we live in the desert.
Yeah.
Transplants move here because this is where people can survive. You know, this isn't for a lonely hearted all the way. You got to meet friends and do all the stuff. Yeah.
If you're not, you better.
Yeah, because this place, I see the way things go here, and it's not easy. I met this girl last night, right? She walks by me. Tell a Vegas story. I text her back, blah, 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 number. Well, you want to spend some time together. I said, well, how much is time going to cost? $300. I don't know if you're going to edit this out or not, but she says, I don't do this. But she says, I don't do GFE. So I says, GFE, I'm thinking it's with women, girlfriend experience, she says. They don't kiss me, and I'm going to leave the rest to your imagination. She doesn't know that. But for $300 an hour.
Isn't that what Julia Roberts said in Pretty Woman?
I don't know.
But then she broke the wall down,
yeah,
something like
anyway,
that.
Anyway, but you leave it to your imagination. But $300 an hour, you can have this beautiful young lady named Angie, like the song, and she'll come and do it, anything you want for $300.
You know what would be fun? If we had that kind of disposable income, first thing you're going to do is you're going to help me wash my car, and we're going to wax it. And then I got some bathroom tiles in the shower I need scrubbing.
I don't think she'd care for $300 an hour because you get 8-10 minutes here, break here.
Yeah, yeah.
Walking stuff. It's all women. Women got this licked, baby.
But wouldn't that be a funny thing? Hidden cameras, try to do the same. Just try to set that up and then and say, you know, hey, we're just playing a practical joke on you. Pay them double or something.
Oh, they would love that. Impractical Jokers, if any sponsors want to go along with us, we would love to do that.
I would love to do that.
Oh, me too.
I do, you know, with the monsoons that have been coming through here, I do need my car washed.
Angie will wash your car for $300 an hour. Topless, maybe.
Well, no, okay. Anyway, I'm going to be working on it. The hot weather. I was going to pull together an Aretha Franklin
Unikides
podcast.
So she died. God rest her soul.
I want to do a podcast looking back at how we nerdlings got kind of involved with her in her career. Because, you know, being born when we were born, her career is already snappity-doo going down the highway.
And then a friend of ours that was an ex-teacher of yours, mine, or, you know, ex-colleague of yours.
I knew of him, but I didn't know him real. You knew him better than I did.
He passed away, Art Lynch, and I think his funeral is this Saturday.
Yeah.
It's just amazing, man. We're not here forever, so just try to have fun.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do.
Try not to work yourself to death.
Yes.
But so, I'm going to be doing a podcast about Aretha, but we're going to play it again because it's part of the podcast. Blues Brothers, Aretha Franklin, the one that started it all for most of us nerdlings. Here's Think.
We got two hunkies out there dressed like Hasidic diamond merchants.
Say what?
They look like they're from the CIA or something.
What they want to eat?
The tall one wants white bread, toast, dry, with nothing on it.
Elwood.
And the other one wants four whole fried chickens and a Coke.
And Jake shit, the Blues Brother. Hi, Jake.
Matt!
How you doing? How was Joliet?
Oh, it's bad. On Thursday night, they serve a wicked pepper steak.
Can't be as bad as the cabbage roll at the Terre Haute Federal Pen.
Or that oatmeal at the Cook County Slammer.
Oh, they are all pretty bad.
Matt, me and Elwood, we're putting the band back together. We need you and Blue Lou.
Oh, man. Don't talk that way around here. My lady, she'll kill me.
Ma'am, you gotta understand that this is a lot bigger than any domestic problems you might be experiencing.
Matt, what the hell is he talking about?
Don't get riled, sugar.
Don't get riled, sugar. Me. Now, you're not going back on the road no more, and you ain't playing in them old two-bit sleazy dives. You're living with me now, and you're not gonna go sliding around with your old white hoodlum friends.
But, babes, this is Jake and Elwood, the Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers? Shit. They still owe you money, fool.
Ma'am, would it make you feel any better if you knew that what we're asking Matt here to do is a holy thing? You see, we're on a mission from God.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here. Now, this is my man. It's my restaurant. You two are going to just walk right out that door without your dry white toast, without your faux fried chickens, and without Mad Guitar Murphy.
Now, you listen to me. I love you, but I'm the man and you're the woman, and I'll make the decision concerning my life.
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh, shut up, woman.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah, think. Let your mind let yourself be free. Let's go bang, win. Yeah, queen. I didn't even know you. You came to me and too much for a taste. I ain't no psychiatrist. I ain't no doctor with grief. It don't take too much high IQ to see what you're doing to me. You better think about what you're trying to do to me.
Can you not love that? I mean, that was 1980. You know, I was looking at the Blues Brothers 2000 and when she did Respect in the movie. And I'm kind of curious, are the three back, I'm going to look into this. Are the three background singers who are doing the little shtick with this song with Think the same ones recasted in Blues Brothers 2000? Just curious.
That's
just
a good
curious.
Thing, man. That's a good thing to look. I like to think about that because they use a lot of the same people because they want it to just be flow with the people, flow.
Yeah, and what's interesting is she never did lips. I mean, she never lip sync her performances. They were all live. But this one, she had to lip sync. Took them an entire day to film it. And if you look at some of the camera angles, you'll see that they aren't right on up in her face.
Wow.
This is so good. And I did go looking something. What we're going to do, the podcast is going to be like this. I'm going to take, starting with this, looking forward into the 80s, what it was and what the songs were that we remember her for. Because obviously, we're not gonna, we're, you know, after we're born, you know, we become a little more aware of her. Some rarities, her 80s hits. There was one video that I remember she did in 1989, and it pretty much disappeared off the internet. It was her version from the Whoopi Goldberg movie called Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Gotta play that.
Imagine this, okay? Aretha Franklin, Whoopi Goldberg, Rolling Stones, Keith Richards, and Ronnie Woods, and I can't remember his name, I'm gonna look it up, the original Blues Brothers drummer, all jamming together to Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Oh, wow.
I posted it yesterday on Instagram, WCW_comedy or Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Could not find it anywhere. So I found it. I got into Mabel's Archives vaults. I found it. It is good.
Oh.
I'm going to post the whole thing here.
Plus, now we're talking about this, we have to play. Madonna was 60 this month,
Madonna
a couple days
60,
ago.
Madonna turned 60, yeah.
And Elvis died. So we got to pick either one or both of them and play something because they are. She's iconic and he's super iconic.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they're both super iconic.
I mean, because Aretha, she passed away on Elvis. On Elvis's passed away. They were pointing out the king and the queen have passed. But we still have Madonna.
No, she is the queen and he is the king. So I guess, I don't know, people
there.
Said Michael Jackson was the king of pop.
King of pop.
They're all kings and queens, just different categories of a phase of time, of decades.
Royalty into metaphors.
Yes.
All right, so what do you want from Madonna?
See, I don't know. I feel like a virgin. How about Like a Virgin?
Okay. Like a Virgin, the extended dance remix.
Makes you feel all good, clean, and pristine, because we're all a little jaded, so it's all good.
All right, what's your Elvis choice?
I'm going to say, you know which one I love the best is...
Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see, oh, what you're doing to me? Oh, when you don't believe a word I'm saying. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. On suspicious mind. So if an old friend I know, shove it up your nose just by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again. Whoa, asking where I've been. Can't see the tears I reel, I'm crying. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can't build our dream on suspicious minds. Honey, you know I'll never lie to you. Ooh. Yeah. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love it too much, baby. Why can't you see? Whoa, what you doing to me? Whoa, when you don't believe a word I say. Now don't you know, I can't walk out. Because I love you too much. Caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much. Caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much. Caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Too much, baby. Well, don't you know I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love too much, baby. Where you going? Don't you know I'm caught in a trap. Talk about it. Can't walk out because I love it too much, baby. Oh, don't you know, caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much. Caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much. Caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much. Caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love too much rain. Oh, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love too much rain. Don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love too much rain. Oh, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk because I love it too much. Caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love too much, baby. Oh, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk. Cause I love too much, baby.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow, priceless.
1970 here in Las Vegas at the Elvis Hotel.
International.
That live version is cool. I mean, that's right there. He's in his prime. He's in his gear. Pretty soon.
Like you said, you could even headbang to that in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Because we did it with Stacy. But the discovery I made, it's got the tempo and the rhythm of a ping pong game.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
All right, last song I want to play. He's back. I mentioned it to you in a text. Steve Perry, lead singer from Journey, but he's not the lead singer of Journey anymore. He's the former lead singer of Journey.
But still, to have that recognition.
Yeah, the man's voice is timeless. His album is due out in, I believe, October 10th.
How old do you think he is now?
I think he's 68. But that voice is still, you know, the body may age, but those vocal cords are still immaculate. So this is his new song called No Erasin'.
All right, Journey.
Oh,
yeah, the new Steve Perry. The album is called Traces, and it's going to be available everywhere October 5th.
And you know what's crazy? October 5th's right around the corner.
It is. It is. I mean, the way the weeks go, they go so fast, you cannot calculate how much time you're losing. So enjoy the time that you have.
Yes, just enjoy life. We got to go out with one song. Which one do you want to pick together we go out with?